One of my favorite people in the house this week, Jason Morris from Resi. We're going to be talking about Resi and church innovation tools. Let's do it.
This is the definitive podcast for helping you plan, create, and execute dynamic worship experiences at your church. Useful, practical content in the areas of production, worship, communications, first impressions, and more. This is Making Sunday Happen.
Hey guys, thanks so much for being here this week. Welcome to the podcast. You may be a staff member or volunteer that is overwhelmed and overloaded at your church. I talked a lot about this last week that I've been talking to several folks in the space, several of you guys, and that is a common theme, that you're overloaded, that your team is overwhelmed, especially with all the digital media that you have to create in your church. You're also just overwhelmed with ministry, some of you guys are coming out of the pandemic still and are tired. Some of you are kind of getting your feet under you and getting some staff together, but are still overwhelmed, still don't have enough team to do all the things that your church wants to accomplish. You may have little or no training, but your heart is for the church. Your volunteers might not have enough training and all that. So if you need some absolutely free training to help you plan, create, and execute your worship experience, be sure to check out our blog and podcast archive if they are of help to you. We have hundreds of articles and podcast episodes on live production, worship leading, series planning, volunteer culture, and more. You can just go to 1230media.com, 1230media.com, all spelled out, /training. 1230media.com/training, all kinds of blogs, blog articles, and podcast episodes there for you, completely free for staff and volunteers, all there for you. All right, today on the show, I welcome my friend Jason Morris. He is always, always fun to be around. Great conversation with Jason. Jason is an innovator. He is on the team at Resi, helping with new product development and tools to make your life easier on Sunday and throughout the week. I interviewed Jason at Salt Conference, and we had the best time together talking about all kinds of church innovation and technology tools that you can use to make Sunday happen. Lots of new partnerships going on between us and Resi, so be on the lookout for that. So great conversation today with Jason Morris. It's coming right up after this.
Hey guys, Grant here from the 1230 Media team. I want to let you know about our blog at 1230.media. We have over 600 articles on the site, categorized by your ministry area, meaning you can jump to articles on church media or production, worship, communications, service planning, and more. Free training to help you make Sunday happen. Start learning today. It's all at 1230.media/blog. That's 1230.media/blog.
Hey guys, I'm hanging out with Jason Morris. Jason, you are one of the product managers at Resi.
Yep.
Right? So we had a long chat yesterday.
Yeah, that was fun.
I loved it, man. That we dove into the future of church online.
Oh, yeah.
And where we're going and all that. So maybe let's start with this. Give me a little bit about what you do at Resi. Mm-hmm. And you were on staff at a church. You were innovation pastor.
Yeah.
I want to say West Side.
Yeah, West Side Family Church, global innovation pastor there.
Okay. Yep. So maybe tell me about, you know, your move and then what you do for Resi now.
Oh, right. Yeah, so basically coming out of COVID, I saw our church, like a lot of churches, do some amazing work in lockdown for the living room experience for church online. And it was so much fun, man, doing that. And then when lockdown lifted, it's almost as if all of the work that we had done together didn't matter. Everybody's wanting to come back into
the
building. Yeah. And so it's like it still kind of boggles the imagination for me how we could be in a scenario, and it's not just my church, it's like all the churches, right? Where giving is up, attendance is up, ministry is up, costs are way down. Why are we walking away from that opportunity, creating these living room experiences? I had parents calling me up, thanking me for helped them pastor their own kids.
Right.
And
do
I'm
you
like,
think it's because some churches didn't know how to sustain that? Do you think it's like the video guy is just,
yeah,
it's just so
no,
much on the video
that
guy
is
to
a,
do?
That is reality. And that's one of the things, the pain points where the team came to me and said, look, Jason, we can't do both now.
Right.
So we're going to have to choose one or the other. And my idea was, we'll just keep on shooting video like we always do, and we'll just play it in the big room.
Right.
Just like at all of our, multi-site campuses. But they're like, no, we didn't want to do that.
Okay.
You know, there's reasons for everything, right? So anyway, the point being, the teams, to your point, they told us we can't do both.
They'd fry them out.
Yeah, it was, and for a lot of the teams, what people don't realize is that we have, over the decades, optimized our systems, our staffing, our workflows toward a certain model of ministry. And to re-channel and pivot all of it, not just the Sunday service, but everything into a different direction, took work.
Yes.
But it's not more work. It's just different work.
And work that we could repurpose into both spaces.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So walk me through what churches should be doing. Okay.
Oh.
Let's say they, we'll be here forever.
Oh my word.
Right. So
what,
follow me?
Yeah, I do. And it's probably a little bit different where, okay, first off, let's disentangle what we try to pull off on a Sunday, where we're mushing everything together. Like all the evangelism, discipleship, community has to happen in 1 hour on Sunday morning.
Right.
And so we're like the Sunday service is like a jack of all trades, master of none. What if we open that up and allow digital tools to do evangelism in that lane, and only evangelism, others only discipleship, others only community? Or what if we left the community space, for example, people like community better face-to-face, fine. Let that be your Sunday service. Don't try to do content delivery in a Sunday service.
Okay.
Do community in a Sunday service. That's what it's really good at.
Celebration. And
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So obviously the name of our podcast is Making Sunday Happen. So we want to help churches with that event.
Yeah.
But that's not the end all be all. I mean, we should not focus all of our energy into that 1 hour.
Right.
And I don't think people want that. I'm not going to be super discipled in that 1 hour. I need community.
Right.
I need relationship.
Yeah.
I need to dig in deeper. So maybe walk me through that. And I walked through that with Kenny earlier today about those three areas, evangelism, discipleship, community.
Yeah.
So walk those out for me here. How can it not just be an event? How can we do both effectively, both in person and digital?
Okay. So if we train our people, and this is the other thing too, where it's like going back a little bit, and I'm hoping that when I set this up, it'll make more sense. For whatever reason, we tend to geographically bound within the geographic reach of our on-site campuses, or we time box it to a particular time, or we narrow it down to a select few of gifted people and we watch them do ministry while the rest of us, observe. So what happens if we unlock all of those things so that we're not geographically bound? So online tools do that really, really well. You're going to be ministering to people that are in another state or maybe even another country, and thinking through what evangelism could look like in those particular scenarios, like, the He Gets Us campaign or using CV Outreach, or there's all kinds of tools that are out there that can help your people become evangelists with other people, regardless of where they live. It doesn't really matter. Jesus said, go out into all the world. And I think he meant it.
Right.
So let's do that.
Right.
So that's one area on the evangelism side. And then, on the discipleship, and if we don't time box it, like what you were saying, now we've got 167 other hours of the day where we could do YouVersion playing with friends and engage with the Bible. We could have morning devotionals. We could do so many other things during the week that can capture people's heart and help them to catch their calling, minister to others, and actually create training for them so that they can begin to evangelize and reach to the people that are in their network of relationships. So we're not time boxing it. And then we're not people boxing it. So it's just the pastor that's on the social media page. No, it could be everybody.
Yep. Like
God has given that Great Commission call to everyone, not just the paid professionals.
So I was interviewing Tyler Sansom earlier today. Who's in the workshop with you guys. And one idea that he had, I want to pick your brain about that.
Sure.
I thought was really cool, is gamifying discipleship, or gamifying church during the week, basically, where I give challenges to my congregation hey, connect with God's word in this way this week. Here's your challenge for the day. Here's your game.
Yeah.
You know, connect with people. You know, hit one, whatever that looks like, it's all within the app and it gamifies. What do you think about tools like that that would help engage with each other during the week?
We've used tools like that. And if you do it in the context of community, it's even more powerful.
Right.
So more than just an app for me personally.
Right. Did you hit your challenge today? Because I hit my challenge today.
Yes,
I read
God's word. Exactly. Yeah. And then what you're doing is you're reinforcing that in a community context, and it becomes exponentially more powerful when you do it that way.
Yep.
Another thing that, you know, just those little challenges, make them fun. Like, you know, intentionally get in the longest grocery line, you know, and pray for the other guys in your group. Take that time to do that.
And then
debrief with your guys in your little group. How did that feel?
Right.
What did that do?
I think a lot of this stuff churches have wanted to do. Like, I know that pastors over the years have not thought, well, we just want Sunday. We don't want people engaging. And just,
well, but they are thinking that way.
But this gives them digital tools to be able to reach people faster.
So, for example, the pastor, he creates this whole message. He's got a three-point message and application, right? Those applications are your challenges,
right?
Those 3 points, they could be three sections with a little question in between them for a living room environment to foster conversation in group.
Right.
So now it becomes something not just that I consume and observe, but I engage with.
So you believe in the, you still think we should do church, physical church on Sunday.
Oh yeah,
you think that we should do digital church, have an online experience, and challenges during the week, and just the stuff during the week.
Yeah, well, they're synergistic too.
Yes.
So what we found is that if you do digital ministry well, and if you are doing hybrid, like a lot of us are, design for digital first.
Okay.
So if you can design whatever kind of call to action, whatever kind of content delivery, whatever you're trying to do, design it for the digital environment first, and then it can so much easier apply to the on-site environment. If you do it the other way, you're creating two systems.
Okay, let me push back here just for clarity. Mm-hmm. What if my congregation is mostly in person? That I only have, let's say I'm maybe I was late to the party during COVID, and I didn't have any live stream or church online experience to speak of.
Right.
I started streaming, and so now I, you know, all of my church was on there. Now a small amount are on there, and so talk to that church. And should I still do it the way that you're saying? Should I still build for digital, even though most of my congregation might be in person?
Right, and part of the reason why is because in today's world, the people that you're actually trying to reach, not the ones you're trying to maintain, the ones you're trying to reach that are not in the building, that are not coming yet, they're online.
Yep.
And so, and those people will date you online for months before they ever step foot in any of your on-site campuses.
Happening anyway. They're already doing that.
Yeah, they're already checking you out anyway. So if you shut that down, you are cutting off the potential growth that you could have from new people that are not going to be able to check you out now.
Yeah, good.
Ahead of time. Not to mention the fact, for the people who that you, if you're all you're doing is wanting to maintain, let's just say, those people don't show up every week anyhow.
Right.
And so what are they doing to fill in the gaps? What we have found is with a good solid online ministry, we're able to lead our people faster because we're not only counting on their on-site attendance, we're also counting their online attendance because yes, they did hear the message. Yes, they did hear about the next event that's gonna happen even though they weren't physically there.
Right.
So it allowed us to free ourselves up to actually do more.
Yep, Good. All right, so let's talk future a little bit.
Okay.
Where do you see, and I've gotten this this question at conferences and workshops and things, that people are, there are churches that are looking to, okay, I want to get the, we were late to the curve on live stream, church online. We were late to that. We don't want to be late on the next one. So okay. What's coming? So let me ask you that question. What is on the way mm-hmm. from an innovative, where do we need to be looking towards?
On the innovative side of the equation, I think that digital church planting is not only the future, but it is the present mm-hmm. right now, where any church planter that wants to expand Jesus' kingdom is doing it digitally first, even if the plan is to eventually have a physical presence.
Right.
They're testing the market digitally first.
Mm-hmm.
And that just makes sense from a cost savings perspective, just knowing who you're reaching. And they're finding, some of them in that process, they're finding, you know what? I can do everything that I was wanting to do as a minister mm-hmm. online.
Mm-hmm.
Why would I even want a mortgage? You know, it's like,
right.
it's like they're thinking, wow, I could do so much more without all of the normal limitations of the prevailing model. And so that I feel is the future. And then you've got other people on the fringes that are looking at, here's something to think through. Think of platform as place.
Okay.
In the same way okay. where we would send a missionary to a foreign country that has a different culture, different language, different way of doing things. If you think of each platform as its own little subculture that has its own way of communicating, its own way of doing calls to action, mm-hmm. where you could have a pastor of
yes.
YouTube, the,
right.
the missionary to Twitter, yeah. or even to gaming platforms or VR, where people are. Because
yes.
that's the thing. We need to go where people are, just like Jesus came to us. We need to be missionaries to go to where they are instead of expecting that they're going to come to us every Sunday.
I think you make a good point that online is not, the word online is not an umbrella. Meaning like Facebook is specific to Facebook, so I should be intentional when I put something, crafting an experience for Facebook, mm-hmm. it should be intentional. YouTube
yeah.
the same way,
yeah.
Twitter the same way,
right.
VR the same way.
Right.
Like all those are specific to those platforms.
Right.
I feel that's what you're saying. I agree.
I hear a lot of people doing is they'll get on a platform and the call to action is to jump to another platform.
Right.
So we're asking the people right. that we are reaching to be the missionaries.
Right.
In the same way right. where we're expecting people who don't know Jesus to come to us on Sunday, we're asking them to be the missionary.
Right. Right.
And that's
right.
not right. what we're supposed to do.
Right. So craft the platform in a way that the call to action is native to that platform.
Yes. And Good. It works so much better because the platform wants you to do that too.
Correct.
YouTube wants you to stick around in YouTube. Facebook wants you to stick around in Facebook.
Of course they do.
Yeah.
For money reasons
right.
and others.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk Resi. What are some things at Resi that you guys, maybe problems that you guys are solving for your clients and customers, churches?
Well, one on the very like bottom floor is making it rock solid, easy, stable.
Yeah, which you guys are great at,
yeah,
by the way.
If you don't have a stable stream, you can't build on that.
Right.
Because you're always constantly yep. jerry-rigging stuff.
Down.
Yeah,
yep.
it's always going down. You lose momentum with your community.
Yep.
I can really deal with
one buffer, but two, three, four,
right.
I'm out.
And you're
I'm
out.
Done.
Yeah. That's how people are.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And so in that regard, that's like the bottom floor on
yep.
that regard. Then we're talking like multicasting in the area of, okay, I've got this content. Can I send it to multiple places at the same time with that same stability,
mm-hmm.
right? And then going forward, I find data analytics is the next step where Resi helps create little heat maps. And that's what some of the guys that are doing digital church planning
mm-hmm.
do
mm-hmm.
is they'll just throw it out there. It's not geographically bound. Wherever it sticks geographically, wherever that heat map is, maybe that's where our next regional campus should be, you know? And so those are the types of insights that come from the data, from the stream, that comes from stability that
uh-huh.
you can gain when everything just works.
So talk to me about the future of Resi. What are some things,
without
getting in trouble here, without
yeah,
saying
I need
too
to,
much.
I need to guard my words a little
I know.
Bit. Okay,
what's
so,
on the roadmap for Resi that churches should be looking
okay, so
to
think
you
about
guys
this.
For?
Think about this for a minute. You know, Resi is part of the PushPay family now. PushPay has giving, a CHMS, a mobile app, and now live streaming. And in my mind, my question goes, what could we do if all of those things talk together?
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I'll say about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because that that opens up.
Good.
That's part of the reason why I'm where I'm at right now, is to help
you
online.
You think you can help solve that problem?
Yeah. I think for me, it's names over numbers. You know, if I can, if I can say with confidence, not just guessing, not just saying, oh, we had so many people this week and on site and online, and, you know, just guessing that these are the same people.
Right.
We don't know that.
Right.
We could know that.
Yeah.
Right. So what if we begin to get greater insights on that sort of thing?
Yeah.
That's where I feel like if we can tackle that problem, and it's been a problem for over a decade with online ministry. We've got all these views. We have no clue who they are.
Right.
If they drop off, we don't know how to follow up with them. You know, all of these things, they're just sand through our fingers. You know, we can't do it that way. And so creating the tools so that we can do proper pastoral care and follow up with people by name and not just some random number, I think that's the future.
And I think, guys, listening, I want you to hear that. And I really want, I love your heart, Jason, because I want people to know that the people at Resi and companies like you are real, and we're seeing them here at this conference and others. You guys are real people trying to solve real problems for the church.
Yeah.
And it's
a force multiplier for the kingdom.
And it's helping us as the church minister to the people in so much better ways because of the data is clearer, how we communicate is clearer, all that. So I want people to know just your heart, the heart of the team at Resi, and just appreciate what all you guys do. So thank you for that. Really appreciate the time today, man. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey guys, I'm hanging out with Angie Lomas. Angie is our incredible lead designer on our 1230 team. Angie, give me your why. Why do you love serving churches and ministries through the work that we get to do?
Well, I know just the impact that the local church has on a community and just the life change that you see. I grew up in the church and my family's been a part of the church, and just I don't know what I would do without the church. And so I was a lead designer at a church for about 13 years. And I know how hard it is when you have a really small one-man band kind of a communications team. And so I love being able to kind of come alongside churches and just be the extra hands that sometimes you need for design or any kind of communication assets.
Yeah, I love that we get to do that, that we get to serve multiple churches, multiple ministries. And like you just said, we are, you know, a lot of churches are overloaded. I know when I was on staff, seriously overloaded, you the same, you know, and so to have an agency, to have a creative team that understands ministry, it is huge. So I love your heart. Thank you for all that you do for the team, all you do for the church in general.
Absolutely. I love it.
The show notes for this episode are available now at makingsundayhappen.com.
Well, guys, thanks so much for being here this week. So happy to have you here. Be sure to like and subscribe to this podcast. Hit that notification bell so that you never miss an episode. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, on Google Play, on Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your stuff, be sure to find us, review, put a like our way, and let your friends know about us. We are completely free here at the podcast, and the blog is completely free as well. Hundreds of blog articles and podcast episodes there. MakingSundayHappen.com is where you can find all the podcast archive. So be sure to check that out, MakingSundayHappen.com. All right, next week I'm talking with two powerhouses in the worship space, Terrell Padilla. Terrell is the creative director at The Rock Church, and Kier Bjorn. Kier is a worship leader and recording artist. I'll be talking to both of these guys about building a church studio and also how to build your worship culture at your church. Well, both of those guys will be on next week. All right, go out there and create some incredible worship experiences at your church this weekend. I'll catch you next week.
Making Sunday Happen is a production of the Ministry of 1230 Media. For show notes, archive episodes, and more free resources for your church, visit MakingSundayHappen.com.